Ba-da-ba-ba-ba, I'm loving it. Well, hello, everybody. Happy Wednesday.
You want an interesting stat that you're going to get all lathered up over, Binkley?
You mean Mini Bink?
Yeah, right, Mini Bink, yeah. Or everybody.
I love that.
This comes from a guy named Warren Sharp on X, formerly Twitter. He's at Sharp Football.
Yeah.
Does analytics and stats and that kind of stuff, so you know he's right.
Is this on the calls and everything?
Yeah. I saw a crazy stat yesterday on ESPN that I could not believe. The last 4 years, over the last 11 playoff games for the Chiefs, zero games the Chiefs had more penalties. 10 games the opponents had more penalties. Wow.
You can keep going. There's like a thread of that, because then Mr. McIntyre of the Herd brings up another tweet, and then he gets bodied by a guy that used to work here. And Nick Wright says, well, or you can look at the actual facts that matter, where they've outscored their opponents 78 points more, 9 more wins, but let the conspiracies go on through infinity.
Right. That's what they want to do. They just want to look. Or here's the other thing, too. And I know this doesn't play well nationally, and I'm sure Russo won't understand this if we explained it to him. But like Andy Reid, as a veteran head coach, is really, really good at getting his players ready for these games and telling them not to commit these penalties. Now, so, I mean, coaching does matter in these games, and getting players ready and prepared for these games does matter. It is very impactful. And so I think having a veteran coach and veteran players that have been there before, that factors in as well to why these guys aren't committing penalties. Like, I can't believe we're still here on Wednesday. And this is my fear going into this game. I said it yesterday, is that this is going to be talked about and discussed so much that they're going to be on high alert, and we may see the referees reverse things and go the other way and do call things that aren't there.
That's Robert Feline, or some people call him the Bobcat.
That's right.
I thought you might like that.
I thought that was funny yesterday.
Yeah, that's great.
The real name for a Bobcat is Robert Feline?
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Where's that been my whole life? Man, you talk about some interesting stuff going on in the NFL before we get to this this topic that we'll get with getting Josh Allen under pressure. Detroit's coaches are leaving quickly.
Yeah, they are. They're running.
They just lost their defensive line coach to the New England Patriots.
Oh, really? Josh McDaniels?
Terrell Williams is leaving the Lions, as one Dan Campbell said, is the best defensive line coach in the NFL. And they did interview Josh McDaniels yesterday for their offensive coordinator
job.
Oh, they hired him.
Oh,
sorry.
Yeah. He got hired. Oh, yeah. He got hired.
I don't think there's anything wrong with that.
Is he bringing Tom Brady with him?
No, he's in Vegas.
Oh.
We called that, by the way, I think about 3 weeks ago on this show.
I think we did say that Josh McDaniels.
Vrabel was going to get the head coaching job. It's like, go call Mike McDaniels, and Rob Gronkowski did it on Fox pregame show.
Yep.
Then it does happen. Now they're going to get Detroit Lions defensive line coach. Don't look now, but Patriots might be building something. They're trying to go back to the old days.
They see that you can't go back to the old days, though. You got to move forward. And I understand Josh McDaniels may be a great offensive coordinator with Tom Brady.
That's all he should ever. I think he's a good offensive coordinator in general.
Is he?
I think so.
I don't know. I don't know the answer to that question.
I think that's what he can do. I don't think he can coach a team, lead a team.
No.
I think he's obviously failed that miserably twice. But just stay in your lane, bro. You know, you're an offensive coordinator. You can work with the quarterback. Get Drake May to where he needs to be, and I bet it works out well for Josh McDaniels.
I think they'll be very successful up there.
Miami's declining.
Yep.
The Jets, no one knows. Buffalo's still the supreme. Go be the Chargers of this year, right?
Right.
Go be competitive in your division, sneak into the wild card, and then maybe upset somebody. Maybe not. Maybe be the team that gets in, play with house money. You never know, because that's what it looks like for New England. Josh Allen, right, doesn't get sacked a lot. Has a really good offensive line. But there are ways to disturb Mr. Allen, and that is adding pressure. Mr. McMorray, what do you say?
I mean, yeah, for me, I mean, you look at that game in, what was it, week 11 or so against Buffalo, they could not get to Josh Allen at all. Only one pressure, rushing four. Every time that they had to get to Josh Allen, Spags had to drop a blitz. And now he's one of the best at doing that. They blitz at a higher rate than most any other team. But throughout the course of the whole game, especially in that first half, Spags likes to be a little more conservative. If they can't get to Josh Allen with four, it's going to be tough. Now, we've talked about the differences between the Chiefs in Week 11 and now. There's quite a few, right? One of those on defense, and his name's Chuck Minihue.
He's made everybody better.
Chaz. He has made everyone better, Bob. Seven sacks. Karloftis
it's like Mac with us, Dusty.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Yes, me to you. Karloftis has seven sacks since Charles has come back in week 12. Yeah. So seven of his, what, nine, eight sacks
eight
on the
season.
Yeah, seven of his eight sacks.
He had one before Minihue was
before
in.
Minihue came back.
He has seven now.
Right, and he's now four shy of the all-time lead in the history of the Kansas City Chiefs in the postseason.
Behind the shark.
I mean, we talk about it in baseball terms all the time. Like, who's batting behind you, you know? Mm. You got to have guys batting behind you that are legit and playing alongside of you that are legit. I mean, you line up along the line of scrimmage. Like, Derek Thomas was awesome. Neil Smith was pretty damn good, too. And so was Dan Saliamua. You know, like, there were guys on the Bill Moss back in the day. Like, those guys, that was a hell of a defensive line. You look at Lawrence Taylor. Carl Banks was on the other side. Leonard Marshall. Mm-hmm. You had good football players surrounding them. You're only as good as your supporting cast is. A superstar can't carry everybody unless you have other good players alongside of you. And I'm not saying Karloftis or anybody like that's a superstar right now.
Definitely
could be.
Keep getting three sacks in a playoff game.
You get three sacks against Josh Allen this week in this game, people are going to be talking about George Karloftis. They're going to be saying that kid's going to be something someday.
He'll be a household name.
Yeah.
Like that Travis Tritt song.
That's exactly right. I'm going to be somebody. Or wait, I got rice cooking in the microwave. Was that the one?
Same
song.
No, different song. That's a great day to be alive.
It is a great day to be. Every day is a great day to be alive, right? Except if you're, you know, Joe Burrow, who's not better than Andy Dalton.
Leave him alone. Joe Burrow missed like two full seasons.
I'm just going to spit facts, man. Facts.
That's also being like Justin Herbert has more passing yards in his first 3 years than Patrick Mahomes. Yeah, Mahomes didn't play his first year.
Well,
Burrow missed like basically two full seasons.
I don't care. I'm tired of the Joe Burrow derangement syndrome where people are out here peddling like this guy's the second coming and he's sitting at home and
Drew Nixon here all pissed off on Code Red, man.
Scares me. Ooh, Joe Burrow. He's a fraud.
Oh, my God,
What would we be saying?
Don't call him a fraud,
What would
Rob.
We be saying about Joe Burrow if he didn't beat Patrick Mahomes in that AFC championship?
You're talking about just like you are Josh Allen, and you can't erase history.
No, you can't. No.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts, right. Joe Burrow, not as good as Andy Dalton. Facts.
Okay. No.
One guy's name is Joe Cool. The other guy is the Red Rocket.
Red Rifle.
Red Rocket is your dog.
Huh. He's been cut and still gets it. I don't know.
Yeah.
What's going on.
Yeah. That doesn't stop.
Okay. I'm like, damn.
You have pillows?
Man. Anything strong down there. You need to get Elon on that rocket.
I remember my pug growing up, Herbie. Boy, I'll tell you what.
Thanks so much, Herbie.
And he was fixed too.
Also, for the Chiefs to beat the Bills, they got to have their receivers not named Xavier Worthy step up.
Yep. I mean, no Hollywood, no D Hop. They've got to
have it.
And didn't need it, right? You know, the corners for Houston are so good. Those edge rushers are coming to you quick. That's not the way. You heard Danan talk about it yesterday. They've got Milano. They've got good safeties. They're going to be better maybe against Travis Kelce.
They're going to play a lot of nickel.
Yep, a lot of nickel, a lot of dime.
This Milano thing is interesting because for years now, Josh and I used to joke about this Milano guy because every year playing Buffalo, well, if we had Matt Milano covering Travis Kelce, and he's never been there.
Well, now
he's here.
Finally, so let's see.
But he's also 10 years older than he was when we first talked about this guy, right?
So like, is Travis.
Yeah.
Just doesn't matter.
Does Matt Milano scare people? Like, is that like that seemingly?
I think it's just the unknown that you just mentioned. Yeah. We haven't seen it. Yeah. Like, let's go. I mean,
makes a great cookie for Pepperidge Farm. I'll tell you what, man.
What was the guy, Kyle Hamilton? Everybody was talking about him last year in the AFC Championship game. First drive, they target him and put a dot right in Kelce's arm and for a touchdown. And Mitch Holtz said to wrap that thing up with duct tape and stuck it in there.
First and only touchdown that he allowed all season against Travis Kelce. So I assume similar things to happen to Milano. You mentioned the bracket, or Dana mentioned the brackets. We'll have a safety there. Mm-hmm. That'll lead more for those receivers who the Buffalo Bills, they don't have great cornerbacks.
Yeah.
So I would assume man coverage.
And they got injuries in the defensive backfield as well, too.
Yes.
So
D-Hop, Hollywood Brown, it's time. Let's go. Wake up.
I think what we're going to see ultimately is Matt Milano retire at halftime.
It's also a different game, man. You got Tooney at left tackle. Hollywood Brown's playing. Omenihu's playing. Jalen Watson's playing. Pacheco's in there. And then Buffalo's got a bunch of players as well.